Hello and welcome to the America Magazine podcast for the week of September 10th through the 17th. This is our annual religious education issue, and we have a Jesuit involved in religious education here with us, Father Jack Pazziadlo. Welcome, Father Jack.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me up here. It's a pleasure to be able to get here to speak with you and the audiences about the unique kind of education that we've been doing on the Lower East Side for 40 years.
Now, maybe you can talk about the school and the nativity model that you've been involved in for many years, and first, how it got started.
The Nativity Mission Center that is located on Forsyth Street had been a ministry of the Church of the Nativity on 2nd Avenue going back to the 40s. It had at one time been a nursery school run by the Mission Helpers of the Sacred Heart. It became almost like a Catholic settlement house for the Puerto Rican immigrants who were coming in the 50s. The great first Puerto Rican Jesuit, Father Walter Henare, worked there very successfully, and that people say he was the only priest in the city of New York at his time who could hear confessions in Spanish. There was a program, it was always a youth center, and we were always looking for young people who showed promise. We tried to get them into the local Catholic schools, help them to get on to high school. But then back in the early 60s, Father Henare, through the influence of Father Joe Fitzpatrick from Fordham University, made a contact with Dr. Paul Rice, who was at that time teaching in the sociology department at Fordham. Paul's father had started a program up in Lake Placid, New York, for bringing kids from the city to spend some time outside of up in the mountains. Father Henare was looking for a place to develop a leadership training program. The two came together, and boys started to go up in the early 60s there. It was so successful. There was such great change in values and change of mentality, focusing on their future and all that. The Jesuits wanted to keep this spirit moving when they came back to the city and not just fall back into the same traps that they were in the streets and in the local public schools. So in 1971, in September, they told the boys who had just come back from camp, don't go to PS20. On the first day of school, come here, and we'll be starting a middle school for you. It was very informal. I understand the oral tradition says that there was a handshake in the Jesuit community room between, at that time, the president of Nativity Mission Center, Gene Feeney, and the principal of the St. Francis Xavier Grammar School, that we would become a satellite of Xavier Grammar School, and without more ado, we became a school.
Now, it's interesting. The Jesuits have been involved in education for centuries, one of the reasons we do our religious education issue. But this was a new model. You know, there are Jesuit high schools, many in New York City. Why was it seen that there was a need for a different kind of model?
It was because living and working on the Lower East Side at the center, we saw lots of boys with great potential. And with the work that we were doing at the camp and in the after-school programs, they showed that they could be successful at a Jesuit high school. They needed a lot of background. They needed to be prepared to be able to take the entrance exams and to have the background in especially math, English. Most of them were English was a second language. So in order to make Jesuit education available to these boys who are coming from low-income families and immigrants, the middle school was needed, as we could call it, a prep school. They're getting into Xavier, Fordham Prep, Regis.
Right. These are the local Jesuit schools here in New York. The idea here is a middle school that'll help kind of get these students up to speed so they can go to these schools.
Exactly. And not every one of them, we did not accept or recruit with the intention that every one of them would be able to make it to a Jesuit high school. We looked at those who showed a desire to do something greater, prove the skills that they had and to move on. So some of them also went to LaSalle Academy for many years. It was a great follow-up school to us. It was right in the neighborhood. We had them go into some of the selected public schools. It was to take each boy and to find with developing his talents and skills, what would be the best fit for him for high school.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding too is that it tried to deal with a challenge the Jesuits faced as in their education ministry, is that perhaps some people may say, well, they were just educating, you know, in some schools, people at, you know, from better socioeconomic backgrounds, people who were more prepared academically, and they felt the need to reach out to a different community.
That's what we felt. Because we were dealing with them daily. We were living with them in the neighborhood, and we were working with their families. We saw that there was great potential, great leadership potential. And from going back to Camp Montserrat up in Lake Placid, Father Henares established a leadership training program. And to be leaders, you have to have the academic qualifications. So we saw boys who had leadership potential. You want to get them prepared and move on. One of the boys from the first class, Louis Soler, he went on to Lehman College. He is now a deputy commissioner of housing in the city of New York. We had another who worked for many years down as a senatorial aide down in Washington.
So the Nativity model has been taken up by some other religious orders, including the Miguel Network, and there has been a close collaboration there.
True. Back in the late 80s, people were starting to notice what was going on. We had a couple articles published in America Magazine that kind of spread the word around. And a man that came down from Boston, a gentleman named Barry Hines, whose father happened to be John Hines, a former mayor of Boston. And he worked with us for a year and said, if they can do it in New York, we can do it in Boston. And so he went up, and he was close to the Jesuits, having been a graduate of Boston College High School. He talked to them about establishing a second school based on that Nativity model. At that same time, then, Father Ed Durkin, who had been a founder of the Nativity School, moved up to Harlem and started the process of converting the middle school of St. Aloysius Elementary School into the Gonzaga program for boys and later the Theo Bowman program for girls. In 1993, then, some of the religious women were saying, well, if the Jesuits can do it for the boys, we can do it for the girls. And so the school sisters of Notre Dame started Mother Caroline Academy in Boston, and the Society of the Holy Child Jesus started our sister school, Cornelia Connolly Center, on 4th Street in the Lower East Side. And we have had a very close relationship with them. As the years went on, then other congregations, then lay boards, and even up in Boston, the Episcopal Church saw what was going on and said, well, if they can do it, if the RCs can do it, we can do it too. And the movement spread. Actually, right now, there's a Nativity Model School in the Czech Republic, the first educational endeavor of the Jesuits of the Czech Republic, and up in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. They are into their second year. So we've become, over the 40 years, an international movement, and recognized the Jesuit-sponsored schools are recognized in Rome as being one of the new ways of the Society of Jesus addressing the needs of the poor and working with the poor.
Now, maybe you could tell the story of Nativity today. You mentioned me earlier. This was the last graduating class.
Yes. When the school started back in 71, the Lower East Side was one of the lowest per income capita census tracts in the country. In the 2000s, it's become the desired place for people, young professionals moving into the city to find apartments. Boys who have graduated from Nativity moved on to good Jesuit high schools and colleges. They cannot afford to come back and live in the same buildings where they were. So, and the building we had was very small. It was 25 feet wide and 75 feet deep and five stories. There wasn't even room for them to sit down during assembly. Everybody had to stand. The board decided that it was time for Nativity to move to a more needy neighborhood. It was time that we looked at the demographics of New York City, although we had established, the Jesuits of New York had established in 1995 a school in a similar school in Hunts Point, in the South Bronx, St. Ignatius School. And then in 2002, Brooklyn Jesuit Prep in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. There are still such great needs, and the decision was made. Nativity will close on the Lower East Side to move to a more needy neighborhood.
So this is a sign of the changing demographics of New York City.
Exactly.
And what's happened here in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can speak a little bit, too. I mean, it seems to me that the Nativity model was, in a way, kind of one of the first pioneering this individualistic approach to education that's been copied by charter schools these days. So,
exactly.
It's a victim of its own success, and that other public schools are taking up this same model.
Well, in that sense, if we had something to share with them that would make them more successful in doing their job, well, then thank God for that. But the Nativity model has its basis of success on three key elements. First of all, you do have a middle school. In some of the schools, they go back, they start at maybe the fourth grade or fifth grade to the eighth grade. And they're small classroom schools, usually no more than 15 kids. So you have an individualized kind of a program. And we have what's unique, extended day. It's not after school programs. It's an extended day so that the children come in at 7:30 in the morning and will leave at 5:30. Some of the schools around the country, they'll even stay for dinner and then go home after that. But in an extended day, you can get in more kinds of educational experiences than just what they get in the classroom. So we're able to have sports, art, music, and especially in the city of New York, out into the streets, because New York City is a classroom in itself. We have the middle school with the extended day. The second element is that all schools have some kind of summer program. Actually, Nativity Mission Center started out from the Camp Montserrat up in Lake Placid, started by Father Hanair, and the values formation that can be done there in the mountain setting is just phenomenal. This year, for example, the theme of the 5 weeks was a fire that sets others on fire. And right out of Father the documents of the Jesuit documents from the last congregation. Each week we focused on another one of the profiles of a graduate of a Jesuit school: open to growth, intellectually competent, loving, religious, and committed to doing justice. And even the movies that they would see would be focused on this. The chapel talks would be focused on that. So that there's an intense formation like that in the summer program. So it's not just academic. It's really developing the character of the person. The final element of these schools is, we call it the graduate support program. We don't just say goodbye when they graduate from the eighth grade. We have a program that continues working with them through high school. We also help the families to afford the Catholic high schools in what has to be paid beyond the financial aid that they get from the schools. And so we accompany them through their 4 years of high school and into college. And this means we have contact with them. They come back. They do their homework. They are tutored. They get counseling, and also the parents, so that we can say that we have them intensely from, let's say, fifth or sixth grade to eighth grade, and then we walk with them through high school and into college.
I'm wondering your take on kind of the larger issue of Catholic education and what the role of a Catholic school should be. There was just an article in the New York Times we just talked about before involving a school on the Upper East Side of New York that is having some success targeting the more affluent in their community. I mean, obviously, you're involved in a very different kind of Catholic education. What do you think is the role of Catholic education in an urban environment?
The issue is the financing of the education. The Nativity model has always been built. We've always said that our schools are not tuition driven, which means that we have to beg, borrow, and steal. We are supported by faithful benefactors, donors, foundations. There's no really any kind of government money that's involved, except in those states where vouchers are permitted, and they are able to take in some of that. The Catholic schools as they exist right now are dependent upon tuitions. That's the big difference. And as expenses go up and the number of religious educators, religious men and women disappear, your costs go up, and it's inevitable that your tuitions are going to go up. We worry that we focus our kids on going to a Jesuit high school for high school. The Jesuit high schools now are, their tuitions are at such a height that it's getting more and more difficult, even with the financial help that we can get. We never give anything away for nothing. We teach the parents that our education is a partnership and not an entitlement. They have to put in something. They always have to put in something. These past few years, it's been $70 a month, which is a gift, but it is something, and it's a hardship for many of them. And when they go to high school, they are also putting in a percentage. We always say we will partner with you, but we give nothing away. But we see that the expenses keep going up, and if your only source is tuition, it's inevitable that the tuition is going to rise up. As the article said about St. Stephen of Hungary, the number of children who qualified for free and reduced lunches was drastically reduced over the last few years. That's where I worry about, unless they find another financial way of supporting these schools, that Catholic education for the low income and the working families is just going to disappear. Our competition is the charter schools. There is a Catholic school up in the Bronx where the sister principal was telling me that in a radius of 1 mile, she has 11 charter schools. How is she able to compete with that? Her experience, however, has been that sometimes parents will remove the child from the Catholic school, put them in the charter school, but a year or two later say, sister, we'd like to come back. We're missing something. So something has to be done to finance in a different way the Catholic schools. They cannot be supported by the parish as they have been. If it's just going to be by who can pay, can get in, well, then education, the Catholic education of the poor is going to disappear.
Well, it seems like, it's a major challenge that Catholic schools are now facing. Maybe you could just end by just telling us what the future of the Nativity Mission Center here in New York is.
As I've said before, over the course of the 90s and the 2000s, the Jesuits of the New York province have established under the umbrella of New York Nativity. We had the Lower East Side School started in 71, St. Ignatius School in Hunts Point started in 1995, and Brooklyn Jesuit Prep in 2003. With the closing of the middle school at Nativity Mission Center, we have just the two. The desire is that Nativity Mission Center will be relocating. We do not know when. It all depends upon finances. We would need at least $1 million to get this going, and our economic situation is not at that level right now, so we cannot do it. But it's the hope and the dream of the staff, the board, that we will be able to relocate. And we are part of that whole network of 60-some schools following the Nativity Miguel network across the country, and like I said, internationally. And we now have the graduates of the first Nativity school working in several of those schools. We have them up in the principal of the school, St. Aloysius in Harlem, is a Nativity graduate. Their graduate support person is a graduate of Nativity. So those who were formed are now carrying on the mission. We're enlightened with that fire, and they're carrying on that fire to start other fires going.
Well, for those who want to know more about the Nativity Mission Center or support it, you can go to nynativity.org, and we'll put that link up on our website. But Father Jack, I want to thank you for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. And anybody who would like to come down and see us in action, I would more than willing to take you on a tour of St. Ignatius School in Hunts Point or Brooklyn Jesuit Prep. The kids love to have visitors, and they learn how to look you in the eye, shake your hand, say, hello, my name is Jameen, and I welcome you to Brooklyn Jesuit Prep. So come on over and visit us.
Great. Well, I hope people will do that. Thanks again.
Thank you.